WPR.org.
This first hour of Inland Folk is a production of Northwest Public Radio on the campus of Washington State University.
It's a calling, a strange compulsion that makes us leave our homes, taking music on the road. We can't deny it, though we sometimes try it. It always haunts us if we hesitate to go. Good road, good road, I'm wishing you a good road. May your wheels always turn and may the sunlight of your day. Good road, good road, I'm wishing you a good road. May you find your comfort in friends along the way.
flat out, I'll drive down to New Orleans. That city is pretty, historic scene. I'll take you, parade you down Bohem Street. There's a lot of hot spots, lots of big shots down on Bohem Street. Spots, you see lots of big shots down Bourbon
The Preservation Hall Jazz Band from this wonderful, wonderful boxed set that came out of the 50th anniversary of the Preservation Hall Jazz Band. Hello, everybody. I'm Dan Marr. This is Inland Folk. Yes, indeed, Inland Folk, with lots and lots and lots of music. And we're going to hear a lot from this Preservation Hall Jazz Band boxed set. Well, we can only hear three cuts, really. And then there's a supplementary kind of a CD that came out called 57 Peter Street, which is a live concert from the Preservation Hall, and it's got all kinds of people, Tosh Seeger and Alan Toussaint and The Givers and all kinds of folks. Yes, indeed, yes, indeed. The Preservation Hall Jazz Band, what a slice of Americana they are. Mm-hmm. Yes, indeed, they even do some stuff like this. Now, if you listen very carefully in that, you can hear Pete Seeger on his banjo in that. And that's Grandson Seeger doing it as well. Lots of duets on this 4-CD set, as well as the live kind of supplementary album. Pretty good stuff. Pretty good stuff. Listen to this. Listen to this with Richie Haven. This is amazing. This is probably, I think, I mean, there are a lot of good cuts. There are probably 20 songs per CD, and it's a 4-CD set with a wonderful booklet. But this is probably the most soulful of all of them. There's incredible material all the way throughout this Preservation Hall Jazz Band. Of course, they've been around 50 years. And I remember when Willie Humphrey was doing clarinet for them, and he'd be on the Prairie Home, and he was in his 80s. I'm sure he's not alive now, but there's a lot of him on here, and a lot of some French material from the French Quarter. There's some, a little teeny, given the type of music, modern sound to it. But listen to this. With Richie Havens, this is really something.
Trouble in mind, I'm blue, but I won't be blue. Oh, 'cause the sun's gonna shine in my back door someday. I'm all alone at midnight, and my lamp is burning low. So much trouble in my life before. Trouble in mind, that's true. It seems I almost lost my mind. Life ain't worth living. Sometimes I feel just like dying. Oh.
I get to where I'm going. But there's always somewhere else I ought to go. I gotta learn to move slowly. I gotta learn to move slowly. On and on, I head of the list. I get to cross it all. Thank you.
That's Linda Waterfall. You know, when I first started doing this show way, way, way back in, what, 82? I would have never, ever played it. I had, like, maybe 100 albums to my name, and there were a couple of pop singer-songwriters and some Celtic and some bluegrass, and that was my idea of folk. And if I had got something like that, I would have never, ever, ever played that. Now I think that's one of the, just about the best arrangements, and what she does with her voice and what she does with production and what she does with music is so wonderful. Linda Waterfall, and the great Linda Waterfall. And there you go. What can you say? Well, you know what? We have to take a little bit of a break. Oh, yes, we do. Thinking about what we used to do and what we don't do. I wouldn't have played Preservation Hall Jazz Band either, I don't think. I had to grow. I had to grow a lot. Yes, I did. A little bit of a break coming up. Inland Folk is a production of Northwest Public Radio on the campus of Washington State University. Playlists at www.nwpr.org. You can email me at D as in Daniel, M-A-H-E-R, at wsu.edu, and I will get back to you, and call me at 509-332-5047. Taking a break. Break's coming at you right now. Yes, indeed. Here's the break. Yes, it is.
You're listening to Northwest Public Radio, KRFA 91.7, a listener-supported service of the Edward R. Murrow College of Communication at Washington State University. This station is operated in cooperation with the University of Idaho School of Journalism and Mass Media.
Partly to mostly cloudy today and tonight, and very windy with a chance of showers, maybe a snow shower on the Palouse. High temperatures today, 48 in Pullman, 55 in Clarkston, with lows tonight in the 30s. Tomorrow will be partly sunny with high temperatures in the upper 40s to the lower 50s.
Grown to be a very, very close friend of ours, someone who has a very deep appreciation for New Orleans. His family is very important to the whole music community, and he comes to us through a recording we did a couple years ago, and we'd like to bring up to the stage now Mr. Tal Seeger.
All right, we're going to do something a little different. New Orleans music is unique in the United States because of a lot of things, but it's the habanero influence that makes it the most unique.
Thank you. te quieres con el pico divertir, cómete un churrito de maní. Qué calentito y rico está.
Indeed, indeed, we can't play more love to 57 Peter Street is the name of that album, the latest from the Preservation Hall Jazz Band, and it's kind of a supplement to this big box set in that it's a live concert that celebrates the 50th anniversary of said band, and a lot of folks on this album, lots and lots and lots of good folks. Yes, indeed. Yes, indeed. 57 Peter Street. This is all good stuff, celebrating the 50th anniversary of this American institution. All right. It's because there's some really, really old here. It dates back to 1967, but it's a wonderful version of a traditional Northern Irish song here. This is the Irish Rovers. Here's a health unto you, Bonnie Keltzwater.
Here's a health unto you, Bonnie Keltzwater. For it's there you'll find the pleasures of life, and it's there you'll find the fishing and the fowling, and the bonny wee girl for your wife. On the hills and the glens and low valleys grows as soft as of linen so fine, and the flowers are all dripping with honey. There lives Martha, a true love of mine. Lovely Martha, you're the first girl I courted. You're the one put my heart in a snare, and if ever I should lose you to another, I will leave my Keltzwater so fair. For this one and that one may court her, but no other can take her from me. For I love her as I love my Keltzwater, like the primrose is loved by the bee. Here's a health unto you, Bonnie Keltzwater. For it's there you'll find the pleasures of life, and it's there you'll find the fishing and the fowling, and the bonny wee girl for your wife, and the bonny wee girl for your wife, and the bonny wee girl.
This is really cool stuff. There was a time when they were so unpolished, and they did a lot of traditional material when they weren't doing, you know, John Denvery things and unicorn things and orchestral things. They just had fun with more traditional songs, those Irish Rovers. Actually, they're gonna wind it up, and I think they're touring. They're doing two more tours, and then they're gonna wind it up because any of the original members are left are very, very old. And I think George Millar is like 65 years old, and they have just a little bit of touring left in them. I might talk to them about that someday. Anyway, in those early days, they sounded like this.
We'll be right back. midnight, but now I can go on. After a long, cold walk toward the starlight, now I can go on. The painful wander over and under, back stiff from the load. The darkness rattled and all my boyhood, and I wished I stayed at home. To somebody's fingers laid my keys, and now I can't go on home. Somebody's garden tended to me, now I can't go on. The guitar strings buzzing without even touching them, from the white light of such mercy. This new inheritance, spaciously spirited, cries, it always hurt me. I'm washing linen, I'm hanging pictures, and now I can go on. I'm placing your hairbrush by the open window, and now I can go on. I will not forget the suffering, the most horrifying of certainties, where any illness I was suffering from was a twisted arm behind me. When there were killers, real killers, and I was unaccompanied. Now I'm leaning towards you, finding me and making new memories.
Come on in, taste a little of the summer. taste a little of the summer. Taste a little of the summer. Grandma put it all in jars. Well, maybe you are weary and you don't give a damn. I bet you never tasted her blackberry jam. Peaches on the shelf, potatoes in the van. Supper ready, everybody, come on in now. Taste a little of the summer. Taste a little of the summer. Taste a little of the summer. Grandma put it all in jars. Oh, she got magic in her, you know what I mean. She puts the sun and rain in with her beans. Peaches on the shelf, potatoes in the bin. Supper ready, everybody, come on in. Taste a little of the summer. Taste a little of the summer. Taste a little of the summer. Grandma put it all in jars. What with the snow and the economy and everything, I think I'll just stay down here and eat until spring. Peaches on the shelf, potatoes in the bin. Supper ready, everybody, come on in. Taste a little of the summer. Taste a little of the summer. Taste a little of the summer. Grandma put it all in jars. When I go down to see Grandma, I gain a lot of weight. With her dear hand, she gives me plate after plate. She cans the pickles sweet and ill, and the songs of the whippoorwill, and the morning dew, and the evening moon. I really gotta go down and see her soon, 'cause the canned goods that I buy at the store ain't got the summer in them anymore. You bet, Grandma, as sure as you're born, I'll take some more potatoes and a thunderstorm. Peaches on the shelf, potatoes in the bin. Supper ready, everybody, come on and taste a little of the summer. Taste a little of the summer. Taste a little of the summer. Grandma put it all in jars.
This one time. each false step you take, I don't make good reading. No one sees the times you kept from cheating. I'm older than I ever was. I'm calmer than I ever was. Gray against the yellow sky, shined up in the wind. Don't go yet, can you write another line? Well, I think I've seen your face before. Then you and I both missed that war. Well, since then I've missed several more.
They did that kind of frog type sounding thing, that rattle thing. I wonder if it was just like a rattle that was already there, and they said, hey, let's make some rhythm out of that. That's pretty interesting stuff. How about Greg Brown's Canned Goods? Haven't heard that in a long, long time. There's a live version of that. Actually, there are two, I believe, two live versions of that song that are with stories connected to them. And, you know, he used to do it a lot more, and still does live when he does it, a lot more upbeat than that. Canned goods. Peaches on the shelf, supper's in the bin. Everybody come on in and taste a little of the summer. Yes, indeed. Greg Brown. Well, we're at the end of the first hour. Yes, we are. We have another 2 hours left to go. Those of you in Spokane, remember, you got to wait for it. Those of you listening to Northwest Public Radio, you get it right now, okay? And so that's how it goes. Okay? All right. Inland Folks, a production of Northwest Public Radio on the campus of Washington State University. Email me at dasindaniel@wsu.edu. dasindaniel@wsu.edu. All right? We're going to be right back for lots, lots, lots more. You just hang on, because we're coming back. Yes, we are. We're coming back.
Nearly a dozen young women, all Western tourists, have died mysterious deaths in Southeast Asia over the past few years.
They were healthy when they arrived and they were dead 2 days later.
Police say a reaction to pesticides, but a researcher thinks it could be murder. I'm Guy Raz. That story next time on All Things Considered from NPR News.
Join us for All Things Considered this afternoon at 4 o'clock, just before A Prairie Home Companion with Garrison Keillor at 5 o'clock. More of Inland Folk just ahead. It's 12. Northwest Public Radio, KRFA 91.7 Moscow Pullman, KNWV 90.5 Clarkston Lewiston, and KNWO 90.1 Cottonwood Grangeville, a community service of the Edward R. Murrow College of Communication at Washington State University, online at nwpr.org.
Funding for Northwest Public Radio this year has come from many listeners and businesses, including the Moscow Food Co-op and ProTech Auto Repair in Pullman. Thanks to all our supporters for making our programs possible. There's more information on becoming a business supporter of Northwest Public Radio at nwpr.org. Click on Support.